And welcome to another week of two-fisted campaign to bust some joy into you late morning, Monday through Thursday. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. And how was your weekend? Going to get into some good stuff, including the new release by Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. The new one's called Between the Ditches. And the Reverend Peyton is going to tell us why the devils look like angels. And on that same note, the Mercy Brothers, with that great tune, The Devil's Food Tastes Like Cake. That message is going around. But before we get to that, I heard the news over the weekend or late last week that local group The Howdies are throwing in the towel. And we played their music quite a bit here on the caravan. We'll miss them as a group, but I'm sure all of the members will be involved in other projects quite soon. From Made with Pure Lightning. Let's do the Boogaloosa Stomp here on the caravan.
Well, Abe said, where you want a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. One right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Getting Sanctified here on the Caravan on a Monday morning. That's Kevin Sakani and Mark Moe and the guys, the Mercy Brothers, with The Devil's Food Tastes Like Cake. That's from Holy Ghost Power, their debut album. Coming in before that, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. They've got a new release called Between the Ditches. And on the same note, devils look like angels and angels look like hell. Bob Dylan with Highway 61 Revisited before that, and we began with the Howdies. Julian Primo and the guys heard the word over the weekend that they threw in the towel, and actually it just seemed like recently I was listening to some demos that they were working on for a new album. I don't know if that'll ever see the light of day now, but anyway, the Howdies with Boogaloosa Stomp from their album Made with Pure Lightning. Speaking of lightning, I don't think we're going to see. Well, we could see some today, shouldn't we? Weather for the KRVS listening area, about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of about 91 degrees. 40% chance of rain sticking through tonight. And a 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of about 92 tomorrow. Currently, it's partly cloudy, 86 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Music up ahead by the group Little Hurricane, the boy-girl guitar-drummer duo with their new album, Homewrecker. We'll also go back to 2007 and a spin that we did a lot around here at that time, the group Vietnam. Never heard another record from them, but we'll hear from their debut album. But first up, let's go to the Dutch rock group The Shocking Blue. Remember they had a big hit with Venus? Mariska Vera is their lead vocalist. This was on one of their other hits. This is Mighty Joe.
Sweet, sweet, sweet flame.
2007, the promising debut album, I would imagine, from the group Vietnam, and I haven't heard anything from them since. Not to say that they're not around, but I just haven't picked up anything since this release in 2007. That's Priest, Poet, and the Pig. Before that, the duo of CeCe and Tone. They're called Little Hurricane, and we heard Trouble Ahead from their Home Wrecker album. And the Shocking Blue started the set off with Mighty Joe. 29, almost 30 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS 88.7 on the web at krvs.org. Pandemonium Theater Group proudly presents Barely Airs by David Lassig. It will run this Friday, August 10th, and Saturday, August 11th at 7 p.m., and then again on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Grand Opera House of the South, located in Crowley, Louisiana. For tickets and more information, call 337-230-9175. You can also get tickets online by going to the website www.thegrandoperahouse.org. This Sunday at Vermilionville, they will hold another Acadian Cultural Preservation Award, Acadian Culture Day, and the Acadian Culture Preservation Award will be presented to none other than three generations of the Michaud family. Events will take place all day, beginning at 10 a.m. The award ceremony is just part of it. It's a free annual celebration that gives the public a chance to explore how the Acadian community maintains its heritage. There will be films, cooking demonstrations, and a whole lot more. They have a website, vermilionville.org, that you can check out a schedule. You can also give them a call at 337-233-4077. The 24th annual CFMA La Caja Music Awards and Festival will take place beginning August 16th on Thursday, and we'll go through the August 18th, the Saturday. Also coming up, the Acadiana Center for the Arts is proud to present once again Lyle Lovett and his large band and an opening gala for a new season of music at the James Munkus Theater. Tickets are available by going to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org, or call their box office at 337-233-7060. They'll be there from 10 o'clock until 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays. Stay tuned to KRVS. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Harpistry with Valerie Green. Today, Valerie will be playing music by Alfredo Orlando Ortiz, Edmar Castaneda, and a rare recording of a vocalist Dimimint Abba playing the Ardeen, a family relative of the harp. That's coming up at 12 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with The Flip Side. This gal did a concert over the weekend in Los Angeles with David Lynch, the producer of this record. From This Train, this is Austin-based vocalist, singer, Krista Bell.
know that I've got my work, but you've got your needs. Straight back. Trying to keep up our home while I'm chasing my dreams. I need to hear your voice, but the telephone doesn't ring. Another night spent alone while I'm up on the stage.
That certainly has an old school sound, even though it was released just a few months ago. That's the group Rival Sons doing Only One from Pressure and Time, their album on Earache Records, and Krista Bell before that with Real Love from the David Lynch produced album This Train. Speaking of a sounding like from another era, in a great way, this is Nick Waterhouse.
this old world can be so demanding. It gets hard to find a little true understanding. Have you ever felt trapped like you wanted to stop? Like you're not even gonna make it past the next city cop?
Found that you were gone.
yeah, the stellar 10-piece outfit out of Milwaukee called Kings Go Forth, Don't Take My Shadow, from their album The Outsiders are back. Liz Wright, before that, from her 2010 release Fellowship, and a great version of I've Got to Use My Imagination. And Nick Waterhouse began our final set of music here on the Caravan for a Monday with Say I Want to Know from Time's All Gone, his new one. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Valerie Green is up next with Harpistry, and at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with The Flip Side. Going to ease out of here with some Booger T and the MGs. Time is tight. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again. Have a great weekend. Oh, have a great week. But come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow. Man, I wish it was Friday, huh? We'll be right back.